90% of parents want their child to study computer science in school, according to surveys, but just 52% of Wisconsin high schools teach that subject. That's according to Code.org, a nonprofit dedicated to advocacy and expansion of computer science programs in K-12 education. Our next guest recently wrote an opinion piece for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and other papers around the state about Wisconsin's need for more computer science education. Mary Callanan is a rising junior at Yale University majoring in computer science. She's a board member and lead classroom mentor of Code Haven, a student-run organization whose mission is to inclusively increase access to computer science to local middle schoolers. She graduated from Divine Savior Holy Angels High School in Milwaukee. Mary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, in that piece you wrote, you shared your own story. When did you first get into computer science and writing code?
Yeah, so during my sophomore year of high school, my high school sent an email that was like, a new Girls Who Code chapter is starting at Marquette University in Milwaukee. And so myself and one other student from DSHA showed up, and it kind of just took off from there. I went to classes every week and just went there for all 3 years after that of high school, and I've just kind of been going ever since.
And you make the case that we need more of that and earlier for kids. Why is that?
Yeah, so I think the most direct answer to that question is that the technology field is rapidly growing. You know, we have new technology introduced every day, and so there's a need for technologists. So the more computer science lessons that are taught to our students throughout grade school, high school, and then we'll hopefully lead them to college, there's really good job security there. In fact, there's about over 8,000 open computing jobs in Wisconsin every month. And so you really can be sure that you'll find a job. But I think more broadly, if you don't really want to be on a computer every day, computer science classes teach a really valuable lesson in problem solving. You're given a question or a prompt and you have to code and you're kind of faced with like countless errors. So constantly faced with an obstacle and you kind of have to solve that problem on the go and keep solving it until you reach your answer. That's really rewarding and gives you this problem solving and critical thinking skill that you can kind of apply to whatever area you're interested in.
Yeah, that's part of the joy for you, as I understand it, the applied mathematical thinking here, not just sort of the ideas, not just the numbers, but actually taking that mindset and tackling problems with it.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I loved math when I was a kid, but didn't think number theory was for me. So it was fun to be able to apply my love for computers to that problem solving desire.
Tell us what a computer science class at an early level would look like these days. I dimly remember learning how to program in BASIC way back when. I'm guessing it's a little fancier nowadays.
Yeah, so there have been a lot of great tools developed. The main one that sticks out to me is scratch.mit.edu, which is a coding environment that was developed by MIT, and it's kind of drag and drop coding. They have tools for students as young as five to kind of be able to create their own fun little game. With my club Code Haven, we teach our students how to make a maze, and they can customize it to be whatever the latest trend is that day. And they really find a lot of joy out of that. And it's just simple drag and drop with them. Escalates into like typing your own code.
And you are interested in getting more computer science education for everybody, but can you talk about the value of making sure it's inclusive and that girls, for example, who might not usually be thought of as the traditional targets of computer science education really need this?
Yeah, definitely. So there are a ton of underrepresented populations in tech that Code Haven, my group, is working towards fixing, and that a lot of Code.org is working on improving that as well. And it's just like any job, you know, you want a lot of viewpoints in there. As AI is becoming more prevalent, you're seeing that the computers kind of adopt biases based on who's programming it. And so it's really good to be able to get everyone's opinion, get everyone's input on what you're producing.
And I know there are some fields in technology, education, and special ed and other things where, you know, there's just not always enough talent to go around to teach these programs. And some school districts have trouble hiring and keeping those teachers. Do we have the talent pool to be teaching computer science in all of our schools at this point?
I definitely think so. I think even if there aren't, like, we don't have teachers who are trained in teaching computer science, there are a ton of good resources. I know there's a Computer Science Teachers Association chapter in Wisconsin here, so there's definitely that website you could go to. My club, and I'm sure there are some here, I know there's one at Marquette, leads a conference where any teacher is welcome from any background, and they can come and learn how to teach their students computer science.
As we wrap up, if people want to check out Codehaven, what kind of things are out there? How can they find you?
Yeah, so we're at codehavenyale.com, and we actually have the conference that I just mentioned coming up, Teach Tech is what we call it. So you can find info about that on our website. And we're welcoming people from any area. It doesn't just have to be Connecticut, so definitely Wisconsin teachers are welcome to join that as well.
Mary, thanks a lot for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mary Callinan is a rising junior at Yale University, majoring in computer science, board member and lead classroom mentor of the group Codehaven that we've been talking about. She graduated from Divine Savior Holy Angels High School in Milwaukee. She wrote a piece that appeared in a number of Wisconsin papers calling for more computer science education in Wisconsin schools.